AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is a very, very, very sad day for America and the world.
That is John McCain on the Senate floor, critical of Russian airstrikes in Syria.
We are seeing the true intentions of Vladimir Putin, which is to maintain a strong position in Syria, his foothold in the Middle East, and his propping up of Bashar Assad.
A senior U.S. official says the airstrikes did not appear to be targeting the Islamic State group, but other opposition groups fighting against Syrian President Assad. It is the end of the fiscal year, and the government could shut down at midnight. Congress is halfway toward avoiding it. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The Senate's approval of the spending bill, which will keep the government operating until December 11th, came on a bipartisan vote.
The ayes are 78. The nays are 20.
All the no votes came from Republicans. The measure now goes to the House, and because it includes money for Planned Parenthood, won't get the votes of many conservatives. GOP leaders may need to rely on support from Democrats to assure its passage. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Shots were fired this morning at a mall outside Columbia, South Carolina. Police say shots were fired after two police officers responded to a report of a suspicious person at the mall. One person was taken to the hospital with injuries. A Delta flight had to make an emergency landing at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport outside Baltimore. The Atlanta to New York jet landed safely. There was apparently an engine problem. The Vatican had no comment but didn't deny that Pope Francis met with Kim Davis while he was in the U.S. Davis is the clerk from Kentucky who went to jail for defying a federal court order to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Davis says the Pope told her to stay strong. This is AP Radio News. On Wall Street, big stock gains in Europe and Asia mean big gains in the U.S., the Dow up 158 points. The center of a storm, the Bahamas, is expected to get brushed by Hurricane Joaquin. The center of the storm is expected to be closest to land this afternoon. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says once Joaquin moves past the Bahamas, it could move on to the U.S.
After the next couple of days, we expect Joaquin to turn toward the north and move a little faster and move offshore of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast of the United States as we go through the weekend and into early next week.
Victims of a destructive wildfire in Northern California are getting a break from some medical marijuana dispensaries. Los Angeles Times reports patients affected by the wildfires are being offered up to $200 in free cannabis. Eligible patients must have a medical marijuana prescription with home addresses in the counties affected by the fire. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.